It out to Beauchamp, and Marjon Beauchamp zeroes in from long range. It had been a tough shooting night for the second year man prior to that one, but he knocks down the three, and the Bucks have stretched it back to a 15-point lead with 8:58 to go in the fourth. Timeout Bulls, you're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
All right, we're in the fourth quarter, and that means it is time to take a look at your fourth quarter numbers now. In the fourth quarter of 2023, folks should be focusing on insurance plans for next year. Network Health makes health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit networkhealth.com. They've got a plan for you. In this fourth quarter, the Bucks have outscored Chicago 13-3. How about 5 of 7 from the floor for the Bucks shooting? Chicago 3 of 5. Other numbers that stand out for the Bucks in this quarter, they've managed to, well, ultimately get to the line for 3 shots. They've got 1 of 2 from 3-point range, and now we got a turnover as there was an offensive foul going against the Bulls.
Yeah, DeRozan just going right through Chris, who's been very big for this team offensively in this second half.
Chris has played 15 minutes tonight, still 8:48 to go. We'll see what his minutes look like here tonight. Still hasn't played more than 21 in a game. He's got it now. On the left side, going to squeeze off a three. He had DeRozan out on him, and DeRozan got in the way enough, or I should say, or rather Vucevic, to get that shot off. And they're going to work it down to Vucevic. Vucevic turns around, misses a jump hook. He was being defended by Portis, but left that one short. He hadn't missed too many of them here in the second half. Lillard's got it on the other side. Feeds it to Middleton. He's alone from three. Lets it rip and rattles one through. Going to call it a 2. He had his foot just inside of the line, but the Bucks go out in front now by their largest advantage of 17, tying for their largest lead of the night. 11-3 run now for the Bucks. Here's Dosunmu. Passing down low to Vucevic. Vucevic was, they'll say, fouled by Payne. I got to tell you, it almost looked like Vucevic traveled.
He's traveling, yeah.
So instead, it's a foul on Cam Payne, who is in a pretty unenviable spot defending the big man up close, but under the rim. So Levine will inbound now as he triggers it from the near side. Gets it into Vucevic. Vucevic being pestered by Portis. Takes it to the rack, and he'll flush it through with a one-hand jam. Not a whole lot of rim protection out there now with neither Giannis or Lopez on the floor. The lineup goes Cam Payne, Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Dame Lillard, and Marjon Beauchamp. Payne's got it on the near wing. Feeds it off to Middleton. Middleton left of the lane. Dribbling with the right hand, trying to back his way down. He'll fade and fire. Contested jumper. Bullseye. Oh, Cash Money looking good here in the second half. He's got 13 now to go with his six rebounds, and the Bulls have it on the other end. Levine, top of the arc, defended by Beauchamp, and he got fouled by Marjan. Bobby Portis trying to encourage him on. Beauchamp was frustrated that he committed the foul there. Gonna be the first foul on Champ tonight. It's gonna be Chicago ball out of bounds, down by 17 still with 7:25 to play here in the fourth. Bulls got the lead for by a point at one point in the third quarter, but Milwaukee then turned on the Jets and Chicago cooled off. Missed shot from Vucevic from three, but an offensive rebound for Torrey Craig. He got blocked by Portis once, and then Portis got in the way of another shot before Vucevic got it yet another time before he was fouled. Bobby Portis fighting hard down there defensively.
That's where you see that lack of not so much size, but rim protection come into play with no Giannis or Brook on the floor, that you're able to not only get those rebounds, but as we saw Vucevic get the second one and go up strong.
Well, I mentioned that the Bucks had a season high of 12 offensive rebounds earlier. They're up to 17 for the Bulls. Bulls have had 17 offensive boards. That is a season high for them, but Vucevic cannot hit on the first of a pair of free throws.
17 offensive boards, but it's still a lot, but they've only scored 19 points off of this.
Yeah, and they've had a lot of opportunities. That rebound rate is not going to be quite as high as you'd suspect because they've only shot 36% for the game. Second free throw is up and good for Vucevic. Might be seeing signs of fatigue perhaps starting to set in for a Bulls team that played one night ago. Bucks coming off of a day of rest. With the rest advantage here tonight, Bucks will head off to Toronto tomorrow. Two more straight on the road, a road-heavy month. Lillard drives in. He misses with the left hand as he was trying to scoop to the hoop. Chicago comes away with it. Dosunmu's into the front court, feeds to the trailing DeRozan. He'll get it to Torrey Craig. Craig right of the lane, dumps it to Vucevic. Back out to Craig. Craig, three-pointer on the way. Got it. Rattles that one through, and the Bucks are not out of the woods yet with still 6:39 to go in this one. 100-87 is the lead. Middleton moves it into the front court. He's being pestered by Torrey Craig. Gets it to Lillard. Lillard defended by Dosunmu. Passes to Beauchamp, and he got called for a travel. Make enough of those types of plays. If Chicago catches any kind of fire here, things could get dicey. Bucks have come up with a couple empty possessions, and Giannis will enter stage right. He replaces Middleton. So he joins Portis, Connaughton, Lillard, and Beauchamp on the floor. It's only the second turnover of the second half for the Bucks, who've done a nice job taking care of it. Levine continues with his struggles as he misses on a layup, driving down low. Bucks go the other way. Levine was just one of six from three last night, too. Beauchamp alone from three, and he'll splash it through from the near side. Marjan Beauchamp drills it, and the Bucks go back ahead by 16 with 6:08 to play now in the fourth. Try to finish out the Bulls tonight on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frederick.com/second opinion.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen bill for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction for storage that works when you need it. And give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves with the 11% off Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Bucks fans, Pick and Save is the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, French for everyone, and go Bucks. All right, Justin Garcia here in this late going of the half. The Bucks saw that lead go down to nothing and ultimately turn into one-point deficit. Since then, they flipped the script. What's been the biggest factor that has turned the tide to get it back where the Bucks won it, leading 103-87?
Chris Middleton was a big part. Is when they were going through those offensive struggles, it was Chris hitting a three, getting that just baseline jumper as well, to kind of stem the tide of some of those offensive struggles, and their defense picked it up from there.
So Chicago is going to have the basketball now. Bulls have not helped themselves, perhaps starting to run out of steam a little bit here on the second of a back-to-back late. With 5:55 to go, DeRozan's got it. Left free throw line extended. Takes it inside into a crowd, trying to get it over to Vucevic. Bobbled it, but then sends out. Now they work it out top to LaVine. And LaVine finally gets one to fall. Zach LaVine had been 0 of 5 from 3 prior to that make and 1 of 12 from the floor. But with that three-pointer, he gets it back to a 13-point game. Dame Lillard flirting with fire. He did not get it across in time, they're going to say. Wow. How about that? 10-second call, couldn't get it across. So Chicago's going to have the basketball. You don't see that every day.
No.
And for Lillard, that'll be his fifth turnover. Been a tough night at the office for Dame as well. 3 of 15 from the floor, 1 of 9 from 3, and now 5 turnovers. Chicago's got the basketball. Down by 13, 5, 25 to go now. Zach LaVine around the Vucevic screen, pulls up, misses the three strong. Rebound gathered in by Lopez, but he had it slapped away by LaVine. Brook just wasn't looking out for him, and now Vucevic comes in. Going to work it to the corner, three-pointer on the way, and Williams splashes it through. Bucks a little careless now the last two trips. Two turnovers and leads immediately to points. A 6-0 run, a pair of three-pointers. Chicago made them pay. Bucks need to get a bucket now. 103-93. Dame Lillard's got it top of the arc. Drives. Puts up the shot. That one hangs on the rim. Wouldn't go, but he was fouled, and Lillard will go to the line. And keep an eye on that. It's that right calf he was having trouble with. He's stretching himself out now. Looked like he was maybe stretching that left leg, it looked like. So he'll have two shots in front of him. He has not been comfortable tonight. Figuratively or literally, it appears. Hopefully he's not feeling too much wear from that calf soreness, but you never know. All these things that factor in, and I got to think again for Lillard as he hits the first free throw. This is his first time going to a new team. He's got stuff going on in his life, and it has all really, you could make the case, compounded on him to make it a tough start to his Bucks career outside of a three really good closing situations where he was excellent as advertised. But outside of that, it's been a little bit of tough sledding. He hits a couple free throws here. LaVine works the pass now to Vucevic. Vucevic gets around Lopez, now sends out top. DeRozan's three-pointer misses front iron. Giannis had the ball knocked away from him on the rebound. Now Lopez dives after it. I think we're going to have a jump ball here. You can take no rebounds for granted lately. With this Chicago team really crashing the boards. Now, keep in mind, for the Bulls, not exactly a great rebounding team. In fact, on the defensive end of things, they are 28th in the league in defensive rebound percentage. They are 19th in offensive rebound percentage, but they played better than that tonight, particularly here in the second half. It's going to be Vucevic going opposite Brook Lopez for the tip here, with the Bucks out in front by 12 with 4:31 to play. So it's Scott Foster about to put the ball in the air at the free throw line. He does, and the tip is won back by Lopez, and a nice job jumping on that loose ball by Lillard. He's going to go all the way in, lay the shot up, no good, but he was fouled. That's where Damian Lillard has been. Look, you can say what you will about his shooting. He's been a godsend when it comes to getting to the free throw line and forcing the issue against defenses.
When you said he just hasn't looked comfortable tonight, I was about to say only three free throw attempts, I think, really exemplifies that. But we've seen that change in a hurry, and already now two more.
It's like that clock crosses the five-minute mark, regardless of score in the fourth quarter. Dame says, oh, this is when we play. So his team, it's not technically a clutch spot here because the Bucks are out in front, fortunately, by 12 points, make it 13 as he knocks down the first. But Lillard now sitting with 11 points, four of them coming from the line as he was fouled by DeMar DeRozan, who picked up his third. Second free throw is good for Lillard, and it is a 107-93 advantage now for the Bucks. There was a horn, and I don't know why, but they're going to let him play on. DeRozan, top of the arc, defended by Middleton, attacks. He's going to feed it to the left wing over to DeSumo. He'll work it out on the three-point try from Vucevic. It misses, but yet another offensive rebound for Chicago. Patrick Williams was fouled by Giannis as he was trying to battle for that loose ball. So Chicago had 17 rebounds in the first half. They had seven offensive rebounds. With that rebound now, the Bulls have had 12 offensive boards here in the second half alone. That's a lot. So in the Bucks, who had in the first half 12 offensive rebounds, or I should say, no, beg your pardon, they had eight offensive boards in the first half after Williams makes the free throw. Bucks have had managed four here in the second half.
It's a 33% offensive rebounding rate for the Bulls. Anytime you're in the high 20s or above 30, that's really good.
Williams makes both free throws. It's back to a 12-point game. Still not done yet. Crocodiles on the water for the Bucks to deal with here. 107-95, still 4 minutes to go. Bucks in a good spot, but not done. Pass goes to the corner. Three-pointer on the way from Lopez. That'll help. Three-pointer from the corner on the right side from Brooke Lopez. As Splash Mountain splashes one down for what goes as his second three ball of the night. Levine the other way. Sends it down low. Vucevic turns around, misses on the jump hook short. Wasn't much of a jump. It was more of a hook. So Milwaukee with a 15-point advantage now. And the basketball with 3.5 to play. Give and go action. Lillard drives down low. He had the ball knocked away. Got his arm slapped, it looks like, too. He's see which hand it was. I think it was his left, fortunately. Not his shooting hand. And on the feed from Lopez. Inbound pass coming from Middleton. He'll get it to Giannis. Middleton, Giannis, Lillard, Lopez, and Connaughton on the floor. Giannis down low, working on the defense. Takes it in, trying to flush it through. Got fouled going up. Almost got that one to drop. But he'll go to the line for two more shots. Giannis trying to get to 30 points again here tonight. He's got 27 as he will step to the free throw line for two more free throws as Milwaukee in front comfortably trying to snap the two-game losing streak. Giannis has had 30-plus in three of his last four games. And he's flirting with another one now. First of two free throws on the way. It's up, and it's no good. You know, it's an interesting statistic, Justin, when you look at the way the Bucks have been playing of late. They shot under 35% three in each of the last four games, but they've been over 60% inside the arc in three of the last four games that they've played, 57% inside the arc this year overall, ranking fourth in the league. So inside the arc, they've fared quite well as the free throw on the second one misses as well. So Giannis frustrated to miss both there. Bulls basketball going the other way. Levine's got it on the near wing right. Pulling with the defense of Connaughton now as he passes it off to Vucevic. We got a whistle and a 3 second call. Let's see who that was, either Giannis or Lopez.
Giannis. Yeah.
Yeah, Giannis gets called for it. So DeRozan's going to the line for a free throw. 15-point lead for the Bucks. 3:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. Enjoy these home games when you get them here in this month of November. There are not a ton of them. Bucks will be on the road for their next two. We got a free throw that's good from DeRozan. But you look at the way the schedule plays out for the Bucks. They'll be on the road in Toronto coming up on Wednesday night, followed by another in-season tournament game against Charlotte on Friday night. And then you come back for a quick home game. Man, you don't, of all the teams you want to be playing on the second of a back-to-back, Dallas might be at the very end of that list of teams you want to be seeing. But that's going to be the case coming up on Saturday night, the next time the Bucks play at home. Then you go immediately on the road for two more on the road at Washington and then at Boston. And heaven help the Bucks if they haven't figured out some of their challenges by November the 22nd, because Boston is going to be a load to handle.
Well, both ends of the back-to-back, the front and back end there, where you have Charlotte, who is going to push the pace and play up and down, and then you got to recover and try to figure out how to defend Luka Doncic the very next night.
And Kyrie Irving.
And Kyrie Irving, too. You mentioned the Bucks shooting inside the line. And, you know, the interesting thing about how Giannis has played so far this season is he's been his most effective at around the free throw line. That's where we've seen that mid-range shot start to fall. Anything inside there other than at the rim is what he struggled with.
Yeah, and that's promising, though, because if Giannis can – the stuff inside is going to come.
Yeah.
It's kind of how you almost feel with Dame Lillard with the three-point shooting. It's going to come. But and then again – well, we'll talk more about that Dame piece after the game here tonight, because if you win this thing with him struggling again tonight, that's kind of, in a weird way, a feather in your cap, because he starts hitting those, and this changes a lot. Here's a three-point play opportunity for Zach LaVine, who got Connaughton in the air and knocks down a jumper from just outside the free throw line. Tough shot from LaVine there, and he got a chance to get this to 11 points now with a 3:02 still to play in the fourth. So LaVine to cap the three-point play, shooting a career worst 32% this season from three-point range coming into tonight, and has not helped that cause at 1 of 7. This is for a guy who came into the season for his career hitting 37% from three-point range. Giannis goes the other way after LaVine knocks down the free throw. He's at the top of the arc now. Going to pull up just from that spot you were talking about, and he makes you look good. Bounces it over the front iron and gets it to drop. Mid-range jumper from Giannis, and now he is sitting at 29 points. 2:39 to go still. LaVine puts up a three-pointer straight on. Can't hit it. Giannis reaches into the air and pulls down the rebound for what will go as his 11th of the night. He's got the double-double. Giannis trying to get more points, trying to get over 30. He gets tied up by Patrick Williams, and a jump ball is called. Nice play there from the fourth-year man out of Florida State. Interesting, the Bulls passed up on offering Patrick Williams that fourth-year extension. He'll be a restricted free agent after this year, and so he's playing for a paycheck, and he has not played particularly well this season with the numbers coming in. Through 10 games, just 5.5 points a game, shooting just 31%. As the tip is going to be won by the Bucks, as it's tapped by Lopez back to Beasley, and now it's in Lillard's hands. Lillard's on the right wing, defended by Patrick Williams. 2:14 to go, 4 to shoot. Got to get a shot off quickly. Shot blocked by Williams. Gets it back. Puts up another three, but he was on the sideline before he did. So tough night again for Dame. Chicago's going the other way. They're going to have a 13-point deficit staring at them with 2:10 still to go here in quarter number four from downtown Milwaukee. DeRozan takes it to the free throw line. His pull-up J is good. So DeMar DeRozan now gets him into double digits. He's only sitting at 11 points. I mean, outside of Vucevic, there haven't been many big scores. Giannis glides the other way, and he's got his 30-piece. Extends the right arm and lays it in off the window with that long, swooping reach. DeRozan the other way. Feeds to Vucevic. Vucevic shot off the window and good. Trading buckets now here with a 1:44 to go. 114-103, Bucks with a basketball in the lead. Dame Lillard going to move it into the front court and take a little more time this time. Lead that clock down, dribbling with the right hand. Cycles it over to Beasley in the corner. Now he'll send over to the near wing left where Giannis has it. He's going to fire up a three. Missed it well short that time. DeRozan going the other way. Feeds it. Williams had a hard time handling. Fortunate to get it back. Gets it to LaVine. LaVine draws the contact and lays it in with a foul. So among the things you do not want to do now, give Chicago quick opportunities in transition, in particular with a foul.
That transition opportunity started with Giannis kind of hesitating, deciding if he should chase the offensive rebound. And the Bucks are fortunate Patrick Williams didn't have a clear path to the basket.
Free throw is good from LaVine. Well, are they fortunate because they gave up a three-point play? So it's back to an eight-point game now. An 11-4 run from Chicago. And Bucks, we keep saying it, playing with their food here a little bit late. Lillard defended on the outside by DeSumo. Drives down underneath. Loses the basketball up top. It's batted to midcourt. Giannis fights for the loose ball. And he gets it away from LaVine. Heads up play by Giannis. He's going to take it all the way in. Lays it in with a foul. How about the Greek freak turning the tables there? Looked like a turnover going one way. Giannis says, I'll take that. Here's a bucket with another one on the house. So Giannis, Euro stepping down the lane and laying it in with the right hand with a chance at the three-point play. He's now sitting with 33 points in his 34 minutes tonight.
And if on the delay of game on Giannis for walking out to midcourt there, but if Zach LaVine corrals that, he had Ayo Dosunmu basically at the basket, it would have been a two-possession game.
Pretty remarkable. So that was a big play by Giannis. And you can see Giannis is feeling it a little bit. He's had his hands on his knees a couple times. Knocks down the free throw. He's got 13 now here in the fourth quarter. He has been working tonight. Chicago goes the other direction with it. Out top it comes to LaVine. He puts up a contested three and he rattles it through. So he's found his shot. And here comes Milwaukee the other direction. 47 seconds to play now in the fourth. 117-109. Giannis going to get fouled by Ayo Dosunmu. So they're going to foul him to stop the clock and get him to the free throw line with the Bulls into the penalty now. Giannis tonight made his first four free throws. Since then, he's gone 3 of 8 from the line. He's got 34 and 11. He's 7 of 12 overall from the stripe tonight. Made his last one. Takes a couple deep breaths. He's catching his breath is what he's doing now. Not just deep breaths for to clear his brain. It's to get some air going to the lungs as he knocks down the front side of a two-shot foul here.
Yeah, we saw the same thing in Indiana, understandably so, when he had the 54 points and 46 after three quarters.
So Giannis, second free throw. Coming up with 40.6 seconds to go. Missed it. Rebounded by LaVine. He'll pass, or rather by Vucevic. He'll pass to LaVine. LaVine's into the front court. Going to pull up another three-pointer. This time he misses it short. Good rebound by Pat Connaughton with 30 seconds to go. You got to think Billy Donovan's going to call off the dogs here. He will. Lillard will move it into the front court, and the Bucks going to take a 9-point win here tonight, it would appear. Game clock, shot clock separated by about 9 seconds here. Giannis carrying the day yet again. 14 of his 35 points coming in the fourth quarter. They'll take the shot clock violation with 7.8 seconds left. It's going to be the Bulls with the basketball. They'll inbound to Williams, and he'll just hold on to it, let the clock wind down. So game one of four between these teams this season goes the way of Milwaukee. The Bucks snap their two-game losing streak with a 118-109 win over the Chicago Bulls, who were unable to keep it going in the second half after they erased a 17-point first-half deficit, took a one-point lead, but Milwaukee, too much down the stretch, too much Giannis, too much Chris Middleton, too, who made some nice plays in that third quarter to kind of stem the tide for the Bucks, who come away with a victory here tonight. So 6-4 now as the Bucks hit the road for their next two. Chicago falls to 4-7 with a loss here tonight as the Bulls playing their lone road game in a stretch of 7 of 8 games at home for the Bulls on the opposite end of the equation from a Bucks team that'll have to put on their traveling shoes here tonight. What did you like most about what you saw from the Bucks tonight, Justin?
Well, I guess you liked how Giannis played the role of closer tonight. I continue to like what we see from Chris Middleton. I know everybody wants to see the minutes start to uptick here. Adrian Griffin has even joked, I'd love to have him for 30 to 40 minutes here. But in those minutes, you are seeing him. That offense looks very, very good. And I thought tonight he more than held his own on the defensive end.
Bucks did a nice job in the second half, too, taking care of the ball. 6 turnovers leading to just 7 points against an uber-aggressive Chicago defense. And that was helpful. And the other thing we can talk about, in some ways, you'd like to see Lillard get going, but the fact that you're still able to win in spite of the fact that he wasn't playing well, is something too. By the way, we got the birthday boy putting on his headset here tonight, Andre Jackson. And man, Andre, not a bad way to spend your 22nd here today. You come away with a championship ring. You get to play in an NBA win. Who's got it better than you right now, man?
I mean, shoot, not many people in the world, man, blessed enough to be in my opportunity. So I'm just more than blessed and more than grateful. And I just take every day as a blessing. And I just go out there and just try to fulfill God's purpose for my life and just forever grateful.
Did you try the ring on yet? Does it fit?
I haven't tried it on yet. Hopefully it fits. I broke a couple of my fingers since, so hopefully it still fits.
Andre, obviously unfortunate news about Jay Crowder, but you were one of the guys that figures to see an uptick in playing time. What's the message been to you, Marjan, everybody, fill in those shoes?
Just bring energy and to just continue to go out there and fulfill his role in the defensive end. He's a great leader and a great teammate, so just trying to fill that void is going to be hard, but it's going to take all of us. So every day going out there, bringing energy to the group, and also just being solid on the defensive end and taking shots when it's open.
All right, bring a little bit of that championship mentality to the Bucks. I like it.
Yes, sir.
All right, my man. Well, thanks again, and happy birthday. We'll catch up with you in a little bit.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
All right, Andre Jackson, part of a 118-109 win for the Bucks here tonight. At Fiserv Forum, we will step aside, come back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Well, good to get back into the win column tonight for the Bucks as they take down the Chicago Bulls by a final score of 118-109, holding Chicago to just 38% shooting in this one. And a reminder that this copyrighted broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, reproduced, rebroadcasted, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. Our broadcast, as always, is brought to you by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. All right, when we come back, Justin Garcia rejoins us. We've got the post-game show, including post-game reaction, that and much more on the other side of this timeout here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more, or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial?
Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit nba.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
With Kroger brand products from Pick and Save, you can make all your favorite things this holiday season. Because Kroger brand's proven quality products come at exceptionally low prices. And with a money-back quality guarantee, every dish is sure to be a favorite. These are a few of my favorite things. Whether you shop delivery, pickup, or in-store, Kroger brand has all your favorite things. Pick and save. Fresh for everyone.
Fiserv Forum. The Bucks get past the Chicago Bulls. They improve to 6-4 on the season and now hit the road once again for a two-game road trip. Joined once more by Dave Kane for some final thoughts on this one. And look, I thought start to finish you saw a much, much better version of this Bucks defense. We kind of talked about the struggles this Bulls team has had offensively. But sooner or later, it doesn't matter what the level of offensive skill set is with the opponent. You just need to see some of these quarters pieced together by the Bucks defensively, and that's what we saw today.
Yeah, you did. And you know, the other thing that was, and you can make the case promising too, was in light of the bad news the Bucks received regarding Jay Crowder missing the next 2 months, you saw some young guys and Andre Jackson, who we just talked to, and Marjon Beauchamp get a little bit more burn here tonight, and they acquitted themselves pretty well. I mean, for Marjon, he has 8 points to go with his 5 rebounds and 20 minutes of playing time. And for Andre here tonight, plays about 13 minutes and gives you the stuff he normally does, including a couple field goals. But the defense and being where he needed to be for some rebounds and just setting things up. He had 3 rebounds out there as well. You know, that is a silver lining to that injury, because if the Bucks want to get where they want to get, I do feel like those two guys have the athleticism and they got the ability to help with that perimeter defense that is going to be a challenge in light of the fact that you no longer have Drew Holiday, you no longer have Wesley Matthews, and tonight we saw, you know, Javon Carter also no longer with this team. So someone else is going to have to fill that void, and those two guys have the athleticism and the length to potentially do that. But what they don't have is experience. They're going to start to get that.
And we saw those flashes once again from Andre Jackson. We've heard Adrian Griffin talk about just the energy and the intensity that he brings out there and how that can be contagious a lot of times. You saw that in the quick spurts that he was on the floor here. And those little things, we touched on what he did on a closeout and a box out and starting a fast break. Those are the types of things that's what starts a turnaround, is when you start to capitalize on those little things. And then it begins to move downhill like a snowball. So that's one of the big opportunities that Andre Jackson, and not just him, but Andre Jackson especially, figures to have going forward here for the next roughly 2 months.
Yeah. So, you know, can he take advantage when he gets that opportunity? And, you know, there are going to be some ups and downs. You're going to have to live with some young mistakes and those types of things. But I think it could be, in the long run, for what this team is trying to build up to do, it could prove to be a good thing.
I don't know. We'll see. It's tough to lose. You hate it for Jay because Jay has not had the full season to get himself in rhythm for going on 2 years now. Last year he didn't get it, and now this year he's not going to get it. But he was playing pretty good basketball for this team. The good news is they say 2 months, so that should put him back by early January if in fact he holds to that timetable. So, you know, you get him back then. He's got some time to find himself over the next couple months before you hit that final stretch run for toward the playoffs. But, so, yeah, we'll see where it goes.
I think offensively the other thing that we've seen for a couple of games now is we touched on the changes here in Giannis and Damian Lillard figuring out how to play with each other. All of these players figuring out a new system. But I think you did see some tentativeness and passiveness from both Giannis and Dame early on this season, and it's almost as if the last three games Giannis has just said, you know what, I'm taking over in the interim until we start to piece this together a little more.
Yeah, and he has done that and then some. I mean, he's been playing exceptional basketball here, really on both sides even too. So you can start to see he's getting a little bit tired. You don't want to have to have that crazy high usage on him for too long, but And I don't think you're going to. I really do believe that Dame is going to start to find himself. I mean, this 3 of 17, I just don't see a guy with his track record continuing anything close to this for too much longer. And, you know, again, you can find ways to win without him. Just imagine how good you can be when you have him, the guy that you traded for. I mean, that really does change the whole dynamic for this group.
9-point win here in a game where the defense – looked like it took another step forward here and looked much better. And again, yet another 30-point game from Giannis. 35 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 assists for Giannis to help lead the way. Dave, next 2 games on the road, and we return Wednesday night to what proved to be a house of horrors earlier this season, the rematch in Toronto.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, That is going to be an interesting game because you got a lot of kind of history there, recent history to your point. So that's going to be an interesting one. So we'll see what the Bucks can, if they can show some signs of improvement for that one, because it's very early in the season. So it's funny to say maybe a redemption game, but it does kind of have that feel for this group.
It does. Wednesday night in Toronto, the Bucks and the Raptors. The second of those 2 games is an in-season tournament game in Charlotte. On Friday night, Dave, we will catch up with you on the road in Toronto on Wednesday.
All right, gentlemen, looking forward to it. And as always, enjoyed working with you tonight, my man. We'll see you back here on Saturday.
We will see you Saturday for Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. We'll hear from Adrian Griffin momentarily here and get his thoughts on the defense, the play of Giannis, you name it. But while we wait for him, we'll run through the rest of the starters here. Mentioned 35 points and 11 rebounds from Giannis. 4 of the Bucks' 5 starters did reach double figures. 12 points from Damian Lillard on 3 of 17 shooting. 13 from Chris Middleton, 11 from Brooke Lopez. With that, here's Adrian Griffin.
Hey, Griff. Just what did you think of Giannis' ability to kind of take you guys home tonight?
He was phenomenal the whole game. And we needed him down the stretch, and he kind of took things in his own hands. And we needed someone to make the plays. Down the stretch, we got a little bit stagnant. You know, we kind of standing and watching. We just got to keep executing. But he was able to, you know what I mean, put his head down and get to the rim and get to the free throw line. And that's what you need down the stretch.
I think 19 points for Bobby tonight. A lot of them come in the end of that first quarter, start of the second quarter. Just what has he meant to you guys in the first half? Just kind of giving you guys that punch off the bench.
I just think having Brooke and Bobby, it's like a 1-2 punch. A lot of the stuff that Brooke does out there sometimes doesn't show up in the stat sheet. You know, he's boxing out the 5 so the guards can get the rebound. He's protecting the rim, and then somebody else will get the rebound. But then you could come in with Bobby, and then Bobby comes in with great energy. Especially, you know, he was able to knock down some early shots that gave us confidence and gave us some rhythm out there. And, you know, his energy is contagious. You know, he starts talking to the fans, talking to the players, talking to me. And, you know, he just lifts everybody up. So, I'm really, really pleased with just what both our bigs are bringing to the table right now.
Adrian, pregame you said, you know, Jay's absence is going to open the doors for some of the young guys. Andre tonight, there, in the third quarter, he had two offensive rebounds, set a screen for Pat that led to a bucket, kind of keyed an 11-0 run after the Bulls took a lead. Just what did you see from it, even in that kind of stretch of minutes of offense, defense, to do that?
You know, his energy, his effort, his just tenacity, it just uplifts our team spirit. You know, it's you know, there's a lot of expectations on our team, and the toughest part for me is just managing those expectations. You know, like, we just won a game, and I walk in the locker room, and you know, there's like this expectation we should win by 20 or 30 points. But no, a win is a win, and it's about the process, and it's about getting better each game. And I thought the last 2 days, our film sessions, our walkthroughs have been phenomenal. We were able to give them great feedback. And to their credit, they take it. And then, you know, you have a kid like Dre coming in the game. You know, what he does for, you know, the spirit of the team, not just the rebounds and the points, but he just lifts everybody up. And then we need that right now because sometimes there's a little dark cloud around us. For whatever reason, but we got to work through that, and we got to keep the right perspective. You know, a win is a win. We did some phenomenal stuff tonight. We had great contributions from numerous players, and there's something to build on. I thought we did some great things. Getting our defense set was a huge emphasis the last couple of days, and I saw them trying to execute what we're implementing. And again, it's step by step, but let's celebrate these wins. You know, it's hard to come by.
What did Damian's presence mean for you in the fourth quarter? I know he had he had four free throws kind of mid-quarter, but just to have him back out there, whether or not the shot was falling.
Again, I think he was, you know, same with Giannis. There was a couple stretches where we were getting a little stagnant, and he was able to get to the free throw line. And that's huge, you know, especially in the playoffs, in the fourth quarter. You got to find some way to get high percentage shots. And the free throw, obviously, is the highest percentage shot that you can get. So even though he didn't shoot it well, and he will down as moving forward, you know, his first game back after a couple of days off. But, again, the ability to get to the free throw line, that's what all the great players do. You know, they don't necessarily have to shoot well from the field, but they know how to get to the free throw line.
It's just... You know, 10 games in now for you guys, and obviously there was a lot of new coming in, your first time as a coach. You know, you guys got Dame right before training camp, but just kind of when do you feel like you get a sense of a team and kind of a team's identity? You think 10 games is kind of enough of a sample for you to kind of...
I think we're just still learning each other, learning the players. You know, it's been a lot, and I take my hat off to our players because they're, you know, they're juggling more than what people... No, and you know, we don't disclose everything, but you know, just different lineups, minute restrictions, having a new coach, trying to learn different language, different terminology, and then going out there and having to perform to a high level. I think they've been tremendously awesome, you know, just with their professionalism, trying to buy in, and it hasn't been easy on them. You know, Jay is out, and you know, Dame in and out, and Chris still kind of on minute restrictions. It's been a lot for them. So I want to tip my hat off to our players. And tonight, I thought the fans were phenomenal. You know, you could feel the electricity, you know, at times, you know, you could see that they're, you know, rooting for us. And I think our players need that, you know, just continue to root for them because they really are, working extremely hard behind the closed doors. They're, you know, they have to balance a lot. They're juggling a lot of information and trying to manage that as well. So, I like where we're heading.
What does give you confidence? You said, despite all the things you guys are juggling, like, what is the things
just
that you've seen?
Work, the work, and when we're in film sessions and I look at guys and I see them paying attention. I see them nodding their head. I see them determined to get better. I see them talking amongst each other about ways that we can get better every day. And then when we're on the floor, you know, the attention and detail and everyone locked in. So that gives me confidence. Again, it's all about the work. It's all about the process. But again, when you win these games, you got to feel good. You know, you got to feel good. You know, we lost a couple in a row, and I thought our guys showed some, you know, grit, especially with our defense and starting the game. I think they only had 18 in the first quarter. So that lets me know that they're buying into what we're doing.
Obviously, you've only been here for 10 games of it, but Chris moved to fifth in the Bucks' all-time scoring list tonight. I'm curious, he has those 6 points in the fourth quarter. Just what have you seen from him, even with the minutes restriction on, to either settle you or just find his own shot or whatever it may be?
No, he's a calming presence out there, and he's also another coach out there. Like, he and I sometimes will look at each other, and he'll just say, hey, I got it. And, you know, he's always on point. He ran one of our sets where he got the switch. They threw it into him. He needed a bucket. And, like, the way he sees the game, I think he'll make a great coach one day, in my opinion. But he's one of those players that just, you know, he's just been around. He knows what to do. He doesn't get rattled. You can't speed him up. And, you know, he's a pro. And so he's definitely an extension of the coaching staff out there on the floor. Yep, thank you.
Head coach Adrian Griffin after tonight's 118-109 victory. The Bucks now 6-4 on the season and hit the road for their next two games. The post-game show continues after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and will do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro. Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything humanly possible because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Frater.com.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Bucks knock off the Bulls. They're now 6-4 on the season, and as we mentioned, hit the road for their next two games, Wednesday night in Toronto against the Raptors, and Friday night, the first of a back-to-back. They will be in Charlotte for an in-season tournament game against the Hornets. We started to give you some of the numbers there for the Bucks starters. Let's close the loop on that. 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists from Chris Middleton, who was 6 of 10 from the floor in his 19 minutes of work. Again, on both ends of the floor, especially offensively, though, Chris continues to look very, very smooth. And we've heard Adrian Griffin jokingly mention it a couple of times now. I can't wait until I get Chris Middleton for 30 to 40 minutes. And even after this game, you heard the high praise and just how much of essentially a coach on the floor Chris Middleton has been. Dave and I talked about it during the game as well. I think every coach in the league would tell you, you don't forget who Chris Middleton is. You don't forget about him on the floor. But at times it does seem as though that's exactly what happens. In those minutes where Damian Lillard and Giannis are on the floor, it's easy for Chris Middleton to get lost in the sight of that. And when that is the case, he is arguably going to be one of the best third options in the league. So you continue to see good things from Chris, and now it's just a matter of seeing those minutes from Brooke as well. So we've also noticed that when we talk about some of the changes we've seen here gradually for this team. Spent a lot of time talking about that Knicks game and really what it marked for Brook Lopez. Back to form for Brook in the way that he played, and you've started to see more and more of that as these games have progressed. Three block shots today for Brook Lopez. So this is the fourth consecutive game now that Brook Lopez has blocked multiple shots. Eight block shots against the Knicks. Did not have any against the Brooklyn Nets. A bit of a tough matchup for Brook, especially with no Nick Claxton playing in that game. But in the games that followed after that eight-block performance, four blocks against the Pistons, three against the Indiana Pacers, two against the Magic, and now three more today for Brook Lopez. So that is 20 blocked shots in the span of six games there for Brook Lopez. After starting the season with just two blocked shots through his first four games. So certainly looking more and more like the Brook Lopez we've grown accustomed to seeing. Malik Beasley knocked down three three-pointers. He was 3 of 6 from the floor. All of those field goal attempts were threes. 9 points and 2 rebounds for Malik. And Damian Lillard had a rough shooting night. Just 3 of 17 from the floor. 1 of 9 on his three-point attempts. But 5 of 5 at the free throw line once more. 5 assists for Dame and 12 points scored. The other player that jumped off the page tonight was Bobby Portis. 19 points and 10 rebounds off the bench for Bobby. 6 of those rebounds came in the third quarter alone. He provided the team with a big, big spark offensively in the first half and then on the glass in the second half. So the Bucks bench scored 38 points, I beg your pardon. Half of that production came from Bobby Portis with 19 points and 10 rebounds. 8 points from Marjon Beauchamp, who knocked out a pair of threes, was 3 of 7 from the floor. 5 rebounds for Marjon, who continues to take some of their tougher assignments defensively. We saw him not only taking on Zach LaVine, but also DeMar DeRozan tonight. 6 points from Pat Connaughton, 8 rebounds and 5 assists for Pat, who was around the ball quite a bit tonight. And Andre Jackson Jr., celebrating his 22nd birthday tonight, was presented with his NCAA championship ring prior to the game. He, again, in limited minutes, 13 minutes that we saw Andre Jackson Jr., gave the team a spark because of the defense. He provides 5 points and 3 rebounds for Ajax. 47% shooting from the floor for the Bucks. Only 32% on threes at 15 of 47. Bulls actually hit at a higher rate than the Bucks tonight, 33% from the Bulls, who outmatched their season averages in attempts and makes at 14 of 42. But the problem was the Bulls only shooting 38% from the field, 38 of 100. They took 11 more field goal attempts than the Bucks did. A lot of that was due to their work on the offensive glass. 18 offensive rebounds, which they turned into 22 second chance points. And 22 points off of 17 Bucks turnovers. Those really the two areas that kept the Bulls in this game as long as they were, despite a rough shooting night from Zach LaVine, who was 5 of 19, and DeMar DeRozan, who was 3 of 14, as LaVine and DeRozan combined for just 31 points in this one. Nikola Vucevic led the team with 26 points. 20 of those came in the second half. 16 from Kobe White in the starting lineup. And Torrey Craig with 8 points and 12 rebounds from Craig. Vucevic, by the way, also pulled down 12 rebounds. Patrick Williams led the Bulls bench in scoring with 13 points off the bench, though the Bulls bench just chipped in 28 points tonight. But it's a 9-point win for the Bucks, who now improved to 6-4 on this season with this 118-109 victory. As a reminder, with tonight's win, you also win at Wendy's. After this victory, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's and score yourself a free small Frosty. The offer is only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win, so you better act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And the Bucks also won the opening tip-off tonight. That scores another $500 for Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento is the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks made 42 field goals tonight. 23 of them were assisted, and they were led in assists tonight by a trio of players. 5 from Damian Lillard, Pat Connaughton,
and Cameron Payne. That includes our assist to the game brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Their health network connects you to teams of world-renowned specialists who focus entirely on you. That's doing everything humanly possible to provide expert care for your world. 118-109, our final. Bucks take down the Bulls. We're back with more after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also